This year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It always has to be the first day. It can't be the second day because Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Friday. So Shabbos is the first day of Rosh Hashanah and Sunday is the second. So based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that the Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that. A machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether it's a biblical halacha of Zichron Truah not to do it, or it's a gzeirah d'rabbah. But the bottom line, everyone agrees to the facts on the ground that one does not blow shofar on Shabbos in the Medina. There was about Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, that was a shaila in the old city of Yerushalayim. Was it 150, 200 years ago? About one of the great rabbis felt, because Yerushalayim, he was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, they had a din of the Kedusha Yerushalayim based on the fact that the Makam based, and whatever his cheshbon was, his shita was that he should be blowing shofar on Shabbos, and he wants to institute it in Yerushalayim, but it was Shmuel Salant, who was the rabbi, nixed it. Urban legend has it that he didn't go to shul that year, and he blew shofar in his house. And urban legend has it that Shmuel Salant stood in the backyard listening to it. But nevertheless, that's the halakha. We don't blow shofar, and today we don't blow shofar in Yerushalayim as well. Never been accepted. So the question is like this. We have a concept of chazakah. We have chazak in all areas, like muhsak. So for instance, by monetary matters, there are a lot of rules, but one of the main rules is if two people are arguing over whose money it is, so one of the major principle is hamotze mechavero alav haraya. If you want to take money away from me, and it's in my hands now, then my property, so the burden of proof is on you. So we have a concept of chazaka, muktzah, but there's also a concept of chazaka by mitzvahs. That if I do a mitzvah for a certain amount of time, so therefore I get priority. So the shiloh comes up this year, let's say in a shul where you split the tekiyas, that usually you split it where one person blows shofar the first day, and another one blows it the second day. So the year where now there's only going to be one shofar blast, meaning there'll be 100, but it'll only be on one day. So of course, maybe one could work out sharing the tekiyas on that day. Let's put that aside. Let's say they can't come to those arrangements. So the question is, so anyway, who has kadima then? Do I say chazaka b'mitzvah? So I've been doing it for the second day. It's not my problem that you didn't blow. Your day was yesterday, so I don't care if you blew, you didn't blow. Doesn't affect me. So who gets the blow, who gets the kadima to blow shofar in the shul on the second day? The one who usually does second day or the one who does first day? So that seems to be a machlokas among the achronim. The panim, the eros on one hand, and the shari tshuva. The panim eros says that, I think he says that the one who does the first day gets to do it. Why he bases on a gemara in Sukkah was talking about piyutim. So there's a Pia used to say, and the person used to do it on the first night, and when he got pushed off to the next day, he still kept his chazakah. So the Panamiris wants to bring a raya from there, that we see the one who goes first still keeps the chazakah. The Shari Tshuva says it's not a good raya. That's because that was his piyut. So everyone agrees he gets to be here. It's not a shofar blowing. We're not blowing second day because you missed the first day. You're blowing, you have an independent, you have a second, you're blowing second day shofar anyway. So therefore, it's a debate among the acronym, how you work it out. You know, if you work out a pshara, there's a famous Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Mibarditchov. He wants to say, even though he talks in the world of Makshava, but it's a similar, he discusses the Shiloh on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yontev Shechol B'Shabbos, I believe. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. I don't have the Mishnah in front of me at the moment, but I think that's what he says. It doesn't say Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos. It says Yontev Shechol B'Shabbos. So why Yontev Shechol B'Shabbos? To say it's Rosh Hashanah. The Kedushas HaLevi discusses when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos the first day. So he goes into Pi Machshava, Kabbalah, that's the highest level of shofar blowing. Usually, shofar has an input by man. So therefore, you know, no matter how good the Baal Tekiah is, it's never going to be perfect. Every 100 sounds, or 30 sounds, or 9 sounds, will vary from year to year, from day to day. So when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's ki'ilu tak, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing the shofar for us. And that's the ultimate, that's the purest. That's the purest shofar, like we know we have the cloud, like the Sfas Emes writes. The Kohen Gadol doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash with the big day Zav, because why Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, the prosecutor can't be the same lawyer as a defense guy. You can't come in and ask God for forgiveness and then like remind him of the sin of the golden calf. So we say Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So we don't want any connection. So too, the Gemara says, because shofar is kezichron dami, it's like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So shofar, as Rav Soloveitchik explained many times, the Sfas Emes, that shofar is the higher level. It's davening without words. It's a tefillah, it's an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like there's a debate among the Hasidim whether if this singing a niggin is a much higher level without any words. So here it's just a pure, so therefore we want it to be pure, so therefore we don't want our words messing things up, so we get a pure tekiah shofar that God could figure out the message. So to here, and when it's Yontev Shechol B'Shabbos, this is the ultimate madrega, and that's why he says, and when a Yontev that falls out on Shabbos that year, so then we don't pour the shofar. We don't need to, because that's the heart. So therefore, according to this Raj, according to Kedushas Levi, so the second guy can do it. In other words, with the first day we're not blowing shofar, is it because we're getting credit for the shofar? We're getting credit for the shofar because it's like we have a principle that if you're honest, I was going to blow the shofar, but the rabbis don't let me, so I get credit for the shofar. So that's the highest level. And therefore, if I get credit for blowing the shofar, then obviously I don't need to blow shofar the second time. But if it's considered like I didn't blow shofar, then that's the debate. And in fact, that's where it comes up as well. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we stop blowing shofars. There's a discussion, what about when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Maybe I should blow Erev Rosh Hashanah. So to machlokas among the Achronim, our meaning is that we don't. But one of the Lashonis, I think, brought down in Mishnah Brura, one of the Achronim, that why? So when because why don't we blow shofar on Erev? Because when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, it's ki'ilu taka. It's like we're getting credit for tekiah shofar. So whatever you want to learn pshat with the why we don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. But that's the issue that we can see. It could depend on the Yerushalmi Bavli in terms of why we're not. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, doesn't seem to go with the Kedusha Slavi, because he says if one went ahead and blew shofar, there is a Kima Mitzvah. I mean, I guess you could say he's just adding, it's like a mitzvah, he's just doing more kolos. Either way, that's the debate here, the issue on whether you say chazaka ba mitzvahs, does the Baal Tekiah from the first day get to do it, or the one from the second day? And that's just the Kedushas Levi and other Achronim, do we view a ki'ilu taka? And if it's ki'ilu taka, it's the highest madrega. If it's the highest madrega, there's no reason it's the best It's the best tekiah shofar you're ever going to do, and therefore the person on the second day would get to do it because you already fulfilled the mitzvah on the first day.